Welcome to Closet Conversations with Cody.
This is Cody Chembars, and we are excited for another Closet Conversations devotion this morning. Just a reminder, we are live every Monday morning on Facebook Live at 8:30 in the morning. We also have a YouTube channel where we upload all of our videos every Monday morning as soon as we finish our devotion. So please enjoy today's content, and we will see you soon. Good Monday morning. Today is March the 2nd, 2020, and this is take three of Facebook Live for Closet Conversations with Cody. So as I was saying in the previous video that got disconnected but wasn't disconnected, I deleted that video because my wife was hollering from the living room and telling me that I was still live, even though Facebook said that the video was ended. So what I was saying before was that I have never experienced this much opposition to deliver a message. Never. So please be in prayer. Please be praying that this message, this Facebook Live that the internet holds out, that the people that need to hear this message, it'll be delivered to them, because the enemy is working overtime this morning. He is trying to push back and take territory that doesn't belong to him. So, beloved, we need to push back and take the territory that doesn't belong to him. He's trying to take what is not legally his. And if you allow it, God will allow it. So I'm putting my foot down. My family's in there praying. I have another one of my close friends, a bishop in South Carolina. He is praying. So just be in prayer for today's message. It's a phenomenal one that needs to get out, but the enemy doesn't want it to get out. Amen. Amen. So I'm not even going to take any time. I'm just going straight into it, because I don't know how long I have. And like I said earlier, I've never experienced this much opposition to be able to share a devotion. So the title of today's message is called Tangled Identity. Tangled Identity. I was watching the movie Tangled. So the Tangled is in quotations for a reason. It's the title of the movie. So I was watching this Disney movie with the kids last week. And as I was sitting there watching it, I just started hearing that voice of Holy Spirit, hearing the voice of God saying, Cody, there is so much to this movie. And so my job today, my goal today, is to unpack the movie, but we're going to look at the spiritual principles and the principles of what tangled identity really is. And so just a brief snippet that I copied right off of Wikipedia, I know. And before you bash me for watching Disney movies, I get it. I get it. Disney is not one of those where they're not a Christian organization. There are all kinds of hidden messages in their movies. I understand that. I get that. I really do. And that's where we lean on that verse, to be in the world but not of the world. And even with this movie, and I was reading something on Wikipedia that says that they changed the movie is really based on Rapunzel, but they changed it to Tangled. And I saw this on Wikipedia because they wanted it to be gender neutral. They wanted it to be more friendly to the public, to get more views. And so I understand all of that. But again, what the enemy intends for harm, God is going to use for our good and for his glory. And so we're going to use this movie Tangled as our template, as our launching pad today, to talk about our identities in Christ. And so here's the recap that Wikipedia has. It says, the film tells a story of a lost young princess with magical long blonde hair who yearns to leave her secluded tower. Against her mother's wishes, she accepts the aid of an intruder to take her out in the world, which she has never seen. So, you know, I get it. Again, magical. We know. Our kids know that magic is not real. We know that the power comes from Jesus Christ. Okay? So hear what God wants to tell us this morning. Amen. So the whole premise of the movie starts out with this baby that's born into a royal family. Her mother and father are king and queen of the land. They live in a castle. And what happens is she has this hair that has these healing properties in them. And this witch comes to steal the girl and steal the baby straight from the castle. And this girl has literally grown up in a secluded space until she turns of the age. It's either 16 or 18, whatever age it is. And then she starts questioning her identity. She starts questioning, is there more? She's never left the tower. And until someone stumbles up into the tower, and he breaks her out of the tower, she chooses to go and leave that lifestyle and goes out and explores the world, and come to the end of the movie, finds out that she's really the lost princess that her parents have been searching for. Okay, so if you haven't seen the movie, I'm sorry, I just spoiled it for you. I'm not really sorry, but that's what we're talking about today. Okay, so I'm going to share five verses with you, and then we're going to dive in and dissect how is Tangled related to anything that we are as sons and daughters of the Most High God. Genesis 1:27. So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female. He created them. Genesis 1:27. And so that right there goes back to, it reverts back to king and queen. She was born to royalty. We are created in the image of God. We are royalty. Jeremiah 1:5. I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my prophet to the nations. These are both Old Testament verses where it's saying that we are the heir. We are the sons and daughters to God, the Creator. Now we're going to New Testament, Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. What did he plan for us? He planned for us before we were in our mother's womb. And now we see in Ephesians that we have a purpose. We have good things that are planned for us long ago. He created us new. 1 Peter 2:9. But you are not like that, for you are a chosen people. You are royal priests, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of the darkness into the wonderful light. And the last scripture we're going to talk about, and then we're going to dive in and dissect each of these, 1 John 3:1. See how very much our Father loves us, for he calls us his children, and that is what we are. But the people who belong to this world don't recognize that we are God's children because they don't know him. Okay, now that was only five verses. There was so much more that I could share. But what we're going to do is we're going to dive in and figure out how does that apply and what are we talking about with our identity? The enemy's objective, right? We learn about this in John 10:10. The enemy comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. But what we're going to talk about today is the purpose, the enemy's purpose is to steal, to kill, and to destroy our God-given identity. Our God-given identity. Satan does not want us walking in our God-given identity because he knows what happened when Jesus offered himself on the cross as the perfect sacrifice. If we go all the way back to the beginning, and we just read that verse that we were created in the image of God, he created Adam from the dust and he created Eve from the rib of Adam. So we see that right there, we were created in the image of God. But what happened? What caused the fall? Adam and Eve did not realize their true identity, their true dominion, their true authority that God had given them. After God created Adam, and I was telling the kids this the other night, after God created Adam, Adam was given dominion over everything, over all the animals. He was told to name the animals. And I was telling the kids, I said, guys, Adam and Eve, they were able to talk to animals. They were able to communicate. And I was just joking around. He talked to a lion. He talked to an elephant. He talked to a snake. He talked to whatever. We know that animals could talk because the serpent talked. I'm not trying to get all weird, but that, how could a serpent talk? That's what perfection, that's what God created us for. And what did the enemy do? He came in and he said, did God really say that? Yes, we know that Eve ended up eating the apple, but what happens, or eating from the fruit, but what happens is that the enemy, because Adam and Eve didn't know their identity, now they were tricked and duped. And because of that, they lost the power, the dominion, and the authority. They could not remain in the garden. They could not remain in God's presence, because the Bible says that the wages of sin are death. And so death, because they chose to eat from the fruit, now they would experience death. And they could not be in the garden, because what happens if they ate from the tree of life? That's what it talks about in Genesis. Then they would be like us. And so from Genesis all the way until Jesus was born and until Jesus was crucified on the cross for us, the enemy has been out to steal, kill, and destroy the identity of the sons and daughters of God. And so if you have breath in your lungs, if you are able to walk around and not walk around, if you have breath in your lungs, period, you are a son or daughter of the Most High King. You just don't realize it. You just don't realize it. And so the enemy has hidden that from us. He has stolen it. He's an identity thief. He's stolen our identity. Have you ever had your identity stolen? Have you ever had your debit card stolen? That's exactly what the enemy is doing. And so I actually had my driver's license number stolen, and I had to hop through all of these hoops. Someone went and opened up credit cards and opened up all of this using my name and my license number. My wife has had her debit card stolen multiple times. And what do? They steal the money from the account. They steal the money from their account. And most of the time, unless we're watching and checking our bank accounts or checking our driver's license number, we have no idea until it's too late that our identity was stolen. Are you with me? Are you following? Are you tracking? And so that's what we're talking about today. We are talking about going back to those scriptures. We are recovering. We are taking the blinders off of our eyes. We are taking the earplugs out of our ears that the enemy has placed over our eyes and in our ears. And we are awakening to the identity that we have in Jesus and we have in God. Part of that identity is realizing that, like it talked about in 1 Peter 2:9, that we are a chosen people, that we are a royal priest, that we are a holy nation, that we are God's very own possession. How many people have you met in your walk in Walmart or wherever you're at your job where they're like, well, God can't love me, or God's not real, or whatever, fill in the blank. They had a bad relationship that happened at church or because of church, and now they've turned their back on God. Was that God? No, it was the enemy, and now the enemy is stealing the identity of that person. And so as sons and daughters, as we've come to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, now our mission, our job is to go back and rescue those, to go back and help those that have had their identity stolen, to tell them about a Father that loves them, to tell them about Jesus that died on a cross, to tell them about the authority and power that we have now because of what Jesus did. The same thing that we have that it talks about in Matthew 10:1, where we now have authority over all demonic spirits, and we are able to heal every disease. That's part of our identity. But the enemy doesn't want us walking around kicking out his own kind. The enemy doesn't want us practicing deliverance and delivering the sons and daughters from the demonic spirits and the unclean spirits. He doesn't want us going around and bringing healing in Jesus' name to people that are being afflicted by him. He doesn't. He doesn't want that. Because if he does that, then all of a sudden, when we operate in our true identity, now what we're doing is we're going out and showing the identity of our Father. Isn't that what Jesus did? Isn't that why people follow Jesus? Isn't that why the 12 disciples left their homes, left their families, left their jobs to go and follow Jesus? Because he is God. And so when we live and when we operate the same way that Jesus did, and in the same power and authority that Jesus did, now we are bringing the kingdom of heaven on earth. That's what Jesus prayed. He said, don't have long-winded prayers. Don't pray. Pray like this. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's part of our identity, beloved. Our identity is to bring the kingdom of heaven here on earth. It's not, we don't receive Jesus just so we don't spend an eternity in hell. Believe it or not, that's not why Jesus died. Yes, it is to bridge that gap. Yes, it is to spare you from that eternity and to have an eternity with heaven, with your Creator. But it's so much more. And that's where the enemy has blinded us and has deafened our ears to hearing that there is more. That there is more. That you have the power and ability to cast out demons. Whether you believe in demons or not, that's up to you. But we'll get there. You have the power to heal because of Jesus. You have that power. You have the power to love people. You have the power to go and bind the enemy. You have the power, and the enemy doesn't want us to walk in that. And so I'm here to stir up the desire. I'm here to stir up the questions. Well, if Cody said it, does that mean it can apply to me? Yes. Yes. If you've received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the Bible says it. Matthew 10:1. Matthew 10:7, he sends out the disciples and he says, when you go out, you tell them that the kingdom of God is near. It's the kingdom. It's all about the kingdom. It's you have to realize that your identity was stolen. And then once you come to realize what identity was stolen and everything that comes along with that identity, now you can go and take back the kingdom. Now you can go bring heaven as it is on earth. We can go bring that as it is in heaven. We can bring that to earth. And so today's message is we are called, and just like the guy that broke into the castle, right? He came and took Rapunzel out of the castle. and showed her the entire world, and was really part of the reason, or the sole reason, that she realized who she was, that she was a lost princess. And so we are called to be intruders in the enemy's camp and rescue those that have no idea of who they are or whose they are. See, a lot of us, myself included a couple of years ago, a lot of us know whose we are. We know that when we accept Jesus, we know that we now are His. We belong to God, right? But we don't know who we are in Jesus or because of Jesus. We know whose, but not who. So that's part of you learning and walking, and the reason why we read the Bible. You have to get in the Word to be able to know more about your identity. And I have such limited time to be able to share on this. I mean, we're already at 20 minutes, and I haven't even really gotten into some of the things that we have now because of who we are in Christ. And so we are called to go out and rescue those. We are called to walk in our identity in Christ. So what I feel led to do is I'm going to stop this video. We're going to come to a halt on this one. And then next Monday, we're going to pick up and we're going to do a deeper dive into this. And what has been shared is already going to be good seed that is going to take root into your heart. And I just pray that God would water it and that God would protect the seed, that the fowls of the earth would not be able to pick up the seed. And so what I'm going to do is we're going to come to a conclusion on this one. We'll pick up live next Monday at 8:30. And if you want to get ahead of the curve, if you want to know more about what we're going to cover, send me a message. I'll be happy to meet with you in person. I'll be happy to give you an outline of what we're going to talk about. But I think that's what we need to do for today. So we're going to come to a close. Thank you for those that have been praying. Thank you to my wife and my children for praying. Like I said, I've never experienced this much warfare to even be able to share a devotion. So this video will be posted on YouTube, and I'll also have it prepared for the podcast by the end of the day today. So you can go back and listen to it, and then we'll pick up and continue next Monday. You have a wonderful week. I will see you next Monday.
Trust that today's message blessed you. And if it did, please send it to somebody who really needs to hear it. Have a blessed day.